Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming to learn with me. Today we're going to discuss an interesting halachic topic, and that is naming a child after a rasha. Why are we talking about this topic today? Most people are not inclined to name their children after rishayim anyway, because it came up in yesterday's daf yomi. In yesterday's daf, and well into today's daf, the Gemara had the list of 17 different amoraim that were paschal abaye pershasa mehacha, that would begin to darshan the Megillah, starting with different psukim in Tanakh as a starting point from which to darshan in the Megillah. And one of the Amoraim was named Rabba Bar Ufron. And says Tosfos on the spot, it's not Rabba Bar Ephron, because Ephron is the name of a Rasha, and the Gemara Meseches Yuma tells us that you're not allowed to call somebody by the name of a Rasha. Taflam Chesem Beis Meseches Yuma V'Shem Rishon Yirkov tells me that you're not allowed to call somebody by the name of a Rasha, so it cannot be that you had an Amora whose name was Rabba Bar Ephron. It must have been Rabba Bar Ufron. So from Tosos, we're going to see a number of potential conclusions la'alacha that emerge from that Shitas HaTosos. But let's talk a little bit about that halacha, what the gedarim, what the possible exceptions of that halacha are that one is not allowed to name after a rasha. I was once asked by somebody who wanted to name his son Adolf, and not because he was trying to be cruel, but because he had a great grandfather whose name was Adolf. So he wanted to know if he's allowed to name after the great grandfather whose name was Adolf. I strongly advised against that. It's not going to be good for the kid in school or in any other way. So it was probably wise to advise against that. So let's discuss a little bit about this halacha. The Rishayim Rishayim Yirkov means that the name of Rishayim should become rusty from disuse, that we shouldn't use such names. By the way, that same Gemara is also the source for naming a child after a tzaddik as a fulfillment of Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, that we're always supposed to try to enhance the memory of a tzaddik, so we try to name after tzaddik. And Rabbeinu Chananel goes so far in his commentary to the Gemara in Yuma Lamed Ches to say that if you name after a rasha, the child's not going to be successful in life. And the Marsha says that it's usur, that it's straight out usur to name a child for a wicked person. It's the Marsha in the Chidush HaGadol Tainis Dav Chav Ches Amar Aleph. In fact, Rav Chaim Palagi in Sefer Chaim Biyad Simen Ayin takes it one step further. He says that even when one has a child who's a mamzer, you know that he's born from a married woman, and they announce at the bris that he's a mamzer, you still shouldn't name him after a rasha, even though you're not giving him too much of a chance in life anyway. You shouldn't name him after a rasha. And in fact, Rav Meshulam Roth in Shuvas Kol Mevaser Chelik Aleph Simen Lamed Aleph Os Aleph uses this rule as a consideration in trying to ascertain somebody's name for a get when there was some sort of suffix, what the name was, and one of the possibilities was the name of a rasha. He said, well, probably not, because probably the parents observed the halacha and wouldn't name the child after a rasha. The question is, are there any exceptions to this rule? So we're going to list, I don't know, something like five potential exceptions, maybe six, to this rule. One potential exception to this rule is when a tzaddik, or certainly if the tzaddik was a tzaddik from Tanakh, also had the same name. Tosos writes that there was a Tana named Shevna, even though we find in Sefer Yeshaya in Perek Chav Beis that Shevna was a Rasha. So Tosos says that there was another Shevna found in Yeshayo Perek Lamed Zayin who was a Tzaddik. So Tosos concludes that you're allowed to give a child the name of a Rasha if there was a Tzaddik who had the same name. That's Tosos in Yuma on the spot. Tosos in Ksubis on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis and our Tosos over here Megillah Daf Yud Amud Beis also talk about the possibility that it has to be a different name, but nevertheless, you see that this name of Shevna is okay because it was the name of a tzaddik as well. If that were not the case, then you would not be allowed to name your child anything, because Mistama, there must have been an Avraham in history who was a Rasha. There must have been a Moshe in history who was a Rasha. Every time you name a kid, there was someone that was a Rasha. Elamai, as long as it's also the name of a tzaddik, then you're allowed to use that name. So that's how Rav Moshe Sturmbach writes. Rav Moshe Sturmbach was asked about naming a baby for a relative who was not religious, where the family would be very upset if they didn't use that name. But the family member they wanted a name for was Michal Shabbos Peresia. You should understand that when we use the term Rasha most often in halacha is a concept in halacha. It's not only a pejorative as a way of referring to someone in a negative way. There's halacha in Hilchos Eidos, that if a person is a Rasha, then he's Pasul Eidos. And how do we define a Rasha? So certainly someone who's a Michal Shabbos fits very squarely into the halachic definition of a Rasha. So if we're going to go with the halachic definitions, Shem Rishayim Yerkav, then you should not be allowed to name after Mechal Shabbos. So Rav Shturmbach writes in the Tshuvah, Tshuvah Svanagos, Chelek Aleph, Simon Tuf, Reish, Vav, that the father should name after the Zaydi or whatever who's Mechal Shabbos and silently have in mind that he's really naming the child after a righteous biblical figure who had the same name, meaning if the Zaydi's name was Avram, think that you're naming after Avram Avinu, and that would be good enough. So that's in Bris Avos, he says that it's inappropriate to combine the name of a wicked person with the name of a tzaddik, but over here it's not combining, you're just having in mind a different name. A second possible exception, Rav Shturmbach suggests that when naming after a Rasha, to add a name that's a more cheerful name, like Baruch or Aryeh or Raphael or something like that, that has more of a positive connotation. I didn't just say Aryeh because it's my name, it's one of the examples that Rav Shturmbach gives for some reason as a very positive name. Hopefully we're contributing to the positivity, but that's what Shurmach says. And he points out that even though the Chazon Ish was known to disapprove of the minhag to give a child two names, in this case, even the Chazon Ish would acknowledge that's the best option available. And Rav Shturmbach says, but you should certainly not allow those issues to cause an argument in the family, and in general, these things could cause big machlokas, and it's a terrible thing to have big machlokas in the family because of something like this. Then a third exception that comes up is what if somebody was not really totally wicked? In Piskei HaTosfos, he writes, over there in Yuma, he writes that if somebody violates only a single Aveira, then they shouldn't be considered a Rasha, and you're allowed a name after them. Someone who's entirely wicked, like Doeg, should be named for, which is an interesting idea. This Piskei HaTosfos is not over there in Yuma, in Piskei HaTosfos, Sota Oschaf, he says that, you know, maybe the definition of Rasha over here is not the same halachic definition of Rasha that you have by Eidos. Maybe Rasha over here would be something like Adolf. It would be someone who is like Doeg Adobe, someone who's like a notorious Rasha, to name after a mob boss or something like that. Someone who's, you know, to name Izevel, you know, Achav, you know, to name after a notorious Rasha. But someone who's not a notorious Rasha would be okay. Someone just texted me right before when they saw the topic of this year that their father was on a bus in Israel once, and a woman started calling out to her child, and she said, Esav, Esav! And everyone is looking at her like, are you kidding? You named your child Esav? And she said, what's the big deal? It's a shame in a Tanakh. You know, it's a name from Tanakh. What's the problem? Well, if you have someone who's a notorious Rasha, so then that certainly fits into this you're not supposed to be naming for. A fourth possible exception is if the Rasha did tshuva, because a lot of the Rishonim already grappled with the issue of how we could have a Helegatana by the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael was a legendary Rasha. So how is that possible? So Tos Yishanim and the Ritva explain that if the Rasha does tshuva before he dies, then you're allowed a name after him. And Yishmael did tshuva before he died. That's what they write in Maseches Yuma over there. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin says that when a person does tshuva at the end of their life, they become a tzaddik, that it absolutely undoes everything. The Gemara says, proves that idea from Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, that he had relations with every zona in the entire world, and he only repented at the last moment of his life. And what's he called? Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. He gets, they give him smicha. So apparently, you're allowed to, when one does tshuva, it changes the whole complexion of everything. Then, a fifth possible exception in dealing with the same question of Yishmael, Tos Yishanim suggests another mahalich. And that is that where did the name Yishmael come from? The name Yishmael was mandated by God as being the name that Avram should give that first child. So since HaKadosh Baruch who came up with the name, it could be that you're allowed to use a name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, even if the person turned out to be a Rasha. In fact, the Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis Ayin Aleph Gimel says that the name Yishmael would suggest a predisposition to listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Yishmael was wicked despite his name, not because of his name. And the Chidah even extends this to all biblical names. And he would paskin, the Chidah says, maybe you can say, Chidah writes in Yosef Ometz, maybe you could say like that woman on the bus, that any name in a Tanakh is automatically okay because there's holiness to every single word in Tanakh. We generally, clearly do not assume like that Chidah. Now in the Penine Halacha section in the back of the Masifta Gemaras on Megillah Daf Yud, they quote from the Sefer Meleches HaKodesh in Parshas Vayishlach, where he asks, how could it be that Shlomo HaMelech called his daughter Basmas? Basmas is the name of the daughter of Yishmael, who is the wife of Esav, and she was called Basmas because she was Maktir Besamim La'avodah Zara. So she was a terrible person. So how could Shlomo HaMelech name with such a name? So he suggests that with the idea that you're not allowed to name after a Rasha is only a Rasha Mizera Yisrael. But if the Rasha is a guy, the Rasha is a Nachri, then you're allowed to name for a Rasha, he says, because Ke'aval HaGoyim Ka'ayin Ve'efes V'sohu Nechshavu U'kebehemos Nidmu Ve'enam Begeder Rishayim Klal. That they don't rise to the level of being a Rasha that you have to be Gores, and therefore you're allowed to name after the Rasha. So in the Sefer Yafa Lelev, in Chela Gimel, page Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis, he says, what are you talking about? How could that possibly be true? That you're not allowed to name after a Jewish Rasha, but you are allowed to name after a Nachri that's a Rasha. He says, also, you're against Tosfos. Tosfos in the Megillah Dav Yud says you're not allowed to call anyone by the name of Ephron. Ephron is a non-Jewish Rasha, and you're still not allowed to call someone Ephron. So you have to say the fact that Shlomo called his daughter Basmas was because there's another chilik, that Dafka names of Rishayim that don't have a positive, that don't have some sort of positive meaning to them, you're not allowed to call. But if you have a name that has a Hora'a Ni'ima, it has some sort of pleasant meaning, so then you are allowed to call. So Basmas means Mayafis Mana'amas Karugas Habosem, that Mana'am to Karugas Habosem, that it's so sweet, like the Arugas Habosem, it's like very, it's a perfume and sweet smelling, so you can call such a nice name, as long as the name that you're using, even though it belonged to a Rasha, is a sweet name. Not only that, though, in the Mabit, in Chelek Aleph, Sim Reisha Ayin Vav, he says that even a tzaddik that's a Nachri, you shouldn't use the name. If there are such a thing as tzaddikei umos ha'olam, but we shouldn't be naming after them. And even the Doros of prior to Avram Avinu, like Adam and Noach and Shem and Yefes, he says you shouldn't use. Even those that were tzaddikim among the group, because you don't call by a name except for someone who observed the Torah. You're only supposed to give a name for someone who observed the Torah, but those people never observed the Torah because it was prior to Matan Torah. That chiddush of the Mabit, a lot of the poskim disagree with. How can you say you're not allowed to call anyone Adam or Noach or Yefes? Yeah, you have those names are used all the time. We do Yefes. You don't have as much, but you do find that there's a Tana called Rabbi Yefes. There is such a Tana. There's Akavya ben Mahalalel, who's called which is a name from before Avram Avinu. So you do see that that people from before the times of Avram Avinu that we do use such a name. So that's what the Pesachi Tshuva writes in Yerodeus and Reish Samachay, that you're allowed to use such a name. In fact, there's a Jewish tradition that we use the name Alexander. The tradition goes, based on Yuma Ein Ches, I think it is, that Alexander the Great came across Shimon HaTzadik, and he came off of his animal, and he bowed to him, and he said when he went out to war, that was the image that he saw in front of him, and out of Hakaras HaTov, for Alexander treating the Jewish people better than most treated the Jewish people, they decided to name all their children for 1 year. That's the tradition. I don't know where it comes from, but that's what they say, that they decided to name all their children Alexander for 1 year, and once the name made it into Klal Yisrael, so then ultimately those Alexanders died and their descendants were named Alexander. So that's why the name Sender is Alexander, right? That comes from Alexander. My good friend Rabbi Andy Yudin, I believe, is Alexander Yudin. I think, I mean, you don't hear too many Andys. I think that was because his sister, when she was a baby, was unable to pronounce Alexander. But you do have the name Alexander, that's a well-known name. So you do have such a thing. So again, long story short, in general, we should try not to name for Rishayim, we should try to name for Tzadikim. Certainly Nachrim that are Rishayim is even worse. We should not be naming, even though it is somewhat popular in certain segments of Israeli society to give a name like Izevel or something like that. That is a terrible idea, and we should try to be Zecher Tzadik Levracha. We should remember Tzadikim Levracha by naming after Holy Tzadikim. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. How are you feeling?